This is 89.3 Huntsville Public Radio, and I'm Dory Nutt, one of the producers of the Sundial Writers' Corner, along with Sarah Williamson. On this week's episode, we hear from Sri Bushanan, who recently enjoyed an evening out with his wife, getting cultured, and recounts his experience watching a piano concert.
Pearls Before Swine. My wife Parvati and I recently attended a piano concert. We were going to see the wicked piano skills of Yikwan Sunwoo, gold medalist of the 2017 Van Cliburn contest. Now let me set the stage, so to speak. I grew up in Bombay in the 70s and 80s and was introduced to rock and roll at an early age. During my salad days, two of my favorite possessions were a book titled The Illustrated Encyclopedia of Rock and Roll and my shortwave radio. I listened to music from radio stations like the BBC, Radio Australia, and the American Top 40. I would then pore over the encyclopedia and read about the musicians I listened to. My teenage years were fueled by a steady dose of Led Zeppelin, The Police, Dire Straits, Steely Dan, and others. Most of my friends listened to Hindi music, now known as Bollywood music. I fondly remember my dad listening to old Malayalam songs on his AM radio. Like the Doobie Brothers sang, "Music is the doctor of my soul." But back then, and to this day, it was rock and roll that spoke to my soul. Since both of our children play piano, our home now reverberates with Chopin, Mozart, and Beethoven. I have attended some symphonies and piano concerts, and gauche as this may sound, I derive more pleasure from watching Mamma Mia, the musical. Such is the cloth from which I am cut. Parvati enjoys classical music immensely, so when she asked me to go out to the concert with her, I was all in. When your wife asks you out on a date, you go. Like the Geico ad says, it's what you do. Sunwoo was a delightful young man and began by recalling how once as a busy graduate student, he fell asleep in the middle of a concert by a famous pianist. Having been a graduate student myself, I could commiserate. Most of my late nights ended up with me riding my bicycle home from the engineering lab, listening to Supertramp or Van Halen on my Sony Walkman. Sunwoo began playing some pieces that had Parvati swaying to the music in an almost rapturous trance. After a brief intermission, Sunwoo returned and offered a tip to the audience. He said he usually wears a scarf when he attends concerts, which helps stifle the urge to cough. He said it would be all right if we needed a cough during his performance, which drew a few chuckles. He played a few more pieces and then, much to my surprise, asked if there were any requests. Now, I've been to a few piano concerts, but this was a first. People began shouting out names from every direction. I controlled the urge to shout out, "Free Bird!" After all, these year parts was Lynyrd Skynyrd country. I'm sure he'd give a fantastic rendition of it. This guy oozed talent. Someone shouted La Valse, and that got Sunwoo's attention. He started off with low bass notes and moved along to the dulcet tones. His fingers flew across the keys in a blur. He was not just tickling the ivories, he and the keys were one. I was completely bowled over by his ability to play the entire piece from memory. At the end of the concert, we all rose to give him a thunderous applause. I've always got a kick from watching old Beatles footage of young fans screaming and crying in awe, or even Pavarotti leaving some adults in tears. I remember getting goosebumps as I entered Legion Field to watch Pink Floyd in 1994, and the show hadn't even begun. Despite all of Sun Wu's mastery, I didn't have the same reaction that Parvathy and the audience had. I really enjoyed that evening with my wife. And while it's zeitgeisty for some men to be considered pigs, in this case, she was truly casting pearls before swine.
Sri Bhushanan lives in Madison and enjoys spending time with his family, reading, and listening to music. He can't wait for his wife to join him to see Pink Floyd in concert. You can hear Sri's story and all the Sundial stories and poems online at WLRH.org. Just click on the Sundial tab under Programs. You can hear new episodes of the Sundial Writers' Corner each Monday morning at 9, right here on 89.3 Huntsville Public Radio.